Well, I sure do love that song. I must say, I got a little getting it together here. So I did get a little teary-eyed listening to that, and I don't know. There's a lot of things going on in my heart right now, but I appreciate your prayers, and I just want to send my love and thanksgiving for all of you there, and I know I speak on behalf of Vicki as well, and thank you for your continued prayers and support. I'm glad to be back online here with the conference calls, and God has worked something in my heart tonight to share. I really enjoyed that teaching last night by Nancy Leslie about the question. I guess I never thought about how many questions there are in the Bible, but there are a lot of them. And in maybe a little bit of a similar way tonight, I want to go to 8 particular verses, and I've called this the I wills of Jesus Christ. You know, man's will kind of comes and goes because people will say, I'll be there at 8 o'clock, and at 8:05, 8:10, and 8:15, you're starting to wonder where they are. Or they'll say, I will come and visit you, and they never do. So, you know, mankind, man's will, he doesn't always live up to it. But in the Gospels, there are 8 records that I want to look at where Jesus uses those words, I will. And the first one's in Matthew chapter 11. I'll give you a moment if you're looking on your phone, tablet, Bible, or you're just listening. Matthew 11:28. Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you what?
Rest.
Now, I wonder how many people in our world today could use some rest. Rest mentally, rest physically, rest spiritually, but just to be able to have the kind of rest that is being promised here. Because we may strive for it, we may look for it, we may work for it in the world, but that is not going to happen. The heavenly rest that Jesus is talking about is only something he can give and he can bring. And he said, I will give it. So maybe that's encouragement for us to receive it and to embrace it and to enjoy it. Number 2, John 6:37. I thought it was kind of neat, you know, I think we've learned that biblically the word 8 means a new beginning. And so maybe we can take something away from these particular verses that will help us to start again, get a new beginning, cast off the burdens of the old and put on the blessings of the new. Like Shakti said, count your blessings. Boy, there's a lot of other things we could count, and we don't really want to keep count of those. Anyway, John 6:37 says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. There's a great lesson here about the unconditional love of God. We may determine and judge that people are not worthy, but Jesus Christ will never do that. He will never, ever, ever, ever reject someone because of any type of personality defect, actions that they may not have taken, words that come out of their mouth, emotions, whether they have a life-threatening disease. It doesn't matter. They may be untouchable to us. But Jesus says right here, anybody who comes to me, I will not reject them. I will in no wise cast out. All right, number 3, Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5, verse 12. And it came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who, seeing Jesus, fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. Verse 13, and he put forth his hand, and he touched him, and he said what? I will be clean. And immediately, it says, the leprosy departed from him. That's a pretty serious disease in that particular time. Those people were outcasts. No one wanted anything to do with them, much less touch them, because it was considered and possibly true that leprosy was a very communicative disease that you could get by just touch, interacting and touching people. So here, Jesus, you know, he put forth his hand, he touched him, and he said, you know what, I am willing, and he still is willing to heal. All right, next one, Matthew chapter 4, verse 19. Well, there's a lot of real great wisdom here. I'll give you rest. I won't reject you. I'll heal you. And here in verse 19 of Matthew chapter 4, it says, and he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Okay? If we look to Jesus, if we sit at the feet of Jesus, if we learn of him, he says, I will make you fishers of men. We strain and struggle to try to what bait to use in the water, to try to catch the fish. But Jesus said, if we will look to him and follow him, he will make us fishers of men. And right away it comes to my mind about that miracle where he told the guys, throw that net over the boat. And they were like, yeah, right, Jesus. We're the fishermen. You're not. And yet they did do it, and guess what they caught? Tons of fish. Tons of fish. They even broke the net. Jesus said, you follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. All right. John 14, 15 through 18. John 14, 15 through 18. Jesus speaking, saying, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Verse 18, here it comes. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. That's a promise you can take to the bank. That's better than any stimulus payment anyone has ever received. Boy, you talk about comfort to a person. He says, I'll never leave you. I'll never leave you comfortless. I will come to you. And boy, that is just so beautiful. These are things that Jesus himself said. John 6, verse 40. This would be number 6. Mm-hmm. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Talk about hope. God's will being manifested through Jesus Christ. He says, whoever believes, this is the will of him that sent me, everyone which sees the Son, believes on him, may have everlasting life, and in that day, at the end, when Christ returns, I will raise him up. There's no question about it. It will happen, whether people reject Jesus or not. John 17, verse 23. And this is an interesting one. Verse 24, he says, Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. This is an interesting use of that word, and it's almost kind of phrased, it seems like, as a question a little bit. Saying, Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am. So, something to think about there, but These are the words of Jesus. I will that they also. And Jesus never did anything that was outside the will of the Father. They agreed. They were like-minded. Jesus didn't have like a different agenda than what God had, and that he was implementing certain things that God wasn't aware of. So good to think about that. And finally, number eight, and this is a good place to close, I think, and for the new beginning, John 14:3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto my side, myself, that where I am, you may be also. Actually, a lot of these verses have kind of the hope wrapped up in them. I won't cast you out. I'll raise them up at the last day. He's praying to God. I will that they also, they be where I am. I'll come again. I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'll make you fishers of men. The healing power of Jesus Christ. I'm not going to reject you or cast you out. And boy, oh boy, I will give you rest. So those are eight places in the gospel that Jesus uses those two words, I will. And that is really what was in my heart tonight to share. And so I think there's food for thought there, that the Word of God is the will of God, and anything that is stated, and certainly in kind of a command type of voice like that, I will, I will. And I think it's something we can really learn from and enjoy and draw comfort from. So I love you guys, and I have a word of prayer, and then we'll say goodnight. Heavenly Father, thank you for your love and grace and goodness. Thank you that you are everything your word says you are, and that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, on our behalf, that we can enjoy the blessings and benefits of everything that he accomplished. It's given us a new identity in this crazy world where the thief is trying to steal everyone's identity. We don't have to be afraid of that, because we can walk in the power and strength that's been given to us, and that we haven't been left comfortless. We have the Comforter right here with us. And I pray in the days to come that we will draw comfort and rest from those wonderful realities. And we pray in the wonderful and powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen.